This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, this just blew my mind. There's a report out saying that if you had a fake operation and you thought you had surgery, there's a chance that the placebo effect may make you feel better without even having the surgery. So I could totally see that under Obamacare, a fake surgery being done. And it saves Obamacare money, and the exchange is money and the insurance money. Meanwhile, you're like, oh, yeah, I think I'm better. They say thousands of patients may be having unnecessary operations because any benefit they feel could be due to placebo. Surgeon Andrew Carr submitted a warning following research showing procedures including arthroscopic knee surgery, arthritis operations, gastric balloons, for obesity, and they think that the reason why these surgeries work is because people mentally expect them to. So if that's the case, where you have these surgeries, the surgery didn't make you feel better, but it was all in your mind, that could save an insurance company a heck of a lot of money if you go through some sort of a total recall sort of, you know, experience. They say studies have shown that patients who have, quote, sham surgery, but believe they have been operated on, can recover almost or completely as well. Professor Carr said surgeons need to discuss this with patients where there is evidence it is the placebo effect and not the operation, which has taken away their pain. They say the professor of orthopedic surgery at the University of Oxford said having to stop work, having to change your life, come to a hospital, all of these people dressed in blue with hats on, you're anesthetized, all of that, if we believe a placebo, is surely a set-up way to create a phenomenal placebo effect. He says the correct thing has got to be to do the trials and not to continue doing operations where we don't know whether or not there's a strong placebo component or an entire placebo component. Because that means that tens or hundreds of thousands of patients are having unnecessary operations. Now, the surgeon made his comments at a talk at the Cheltenham Science Festival called Is Pain All in the Brain? And he is, I guess, going to start a trial of the placebo effect in shoulder surgery. It's a very, very common operation to shave a spur from shoulder bone. And they're going to see that if the placebo effect really is present. They say the experts do not suggest that transplant or amputation should be replaced with sham surgery to produce a placebo effect, but a review published in the British Medical Journal found half of trials reported a placebo effect in a wide range of procedures. So, for example, endometriosis. Endometriosis is a surgery where we're a little reluctant, you know, to go in. Endometriosis is where part of the uterus lining escapes the uterus, maybe escapes through the fallopian tube, etc., and lands on different parts of the body. If the lining of your uterus is now attached to the bowel or your stomach wall, let's say, okay, or the abdominal wall, abdominal cavity, when it gets the hormonal signal to get ready to have a period, it starts to beef up, and then when it gets the signal to bleed and the progesterone withdrawal, it bleeds. So you have little pieces of uterine lining on parts of the body that go through the typical menstrual cycle, as opposed to a woman without endometriosis, where then the blood would leave, you know, the vaginal cavity and she uses pads or tampons, etc. The bleeding goes into the abdominal cavity in people with endometriosis. The implants and the bleeding can be very painful. So we can't pick any of these implants up by CAT scan or by ultrasound. So we go in to take a look, to diagnose, and sometimes remove some of these implants. Many doctors are hesitant to jump in and do that because they don't want to cause scar tissue. The more scar tissue you have, the more you're going to have adhesions. Pulling on the bowel could put you at risk for bowel obstruction. Not the easiest thing to undergo. So this may be, I guess, a surgery, one of these quote-unquote sham surgeries they could do, not that the surgery is a sham, where the person thinks that they went in and had the surgery and see if they start to feel better. I don't know, because these things are painful. I wouldn't mess with it. Trust me, I wouldn't. They say an implant for migraines could possibly be one. A osteoarthritis procedure. They say a false operation has the same impact on pain. Vertebroplasty, injecting liquid bone cement into the spine to hold vertebrae together, that may be an option to try these things. I don't know. You know, arthroscopy was in the news, and we talked to Dr. Randall Yee about this, where, you know, people that have issues with their meniscal tear, loose bodies in their knee, you go in arthroscopically. In Britain, they call it keyhole surgery. You go in, you clean it out, and you and then you leave the knee, sew up the little portals that you put in there, and sew up the little incisions around the knee. And, you know, my patients who have had arthroscopic knee surgery, they've loved it. But there's some that go, no, it didn't work. Well, again, if you have severe arthritis and you need a knee replacement, no, the arthroscopy might not work. But no insurance is going to allow you to go to a full-blown total knee replacement without trying an arthroscopy. That got flipped where in this one study, they were like, oh, you see, there's all these arthroscopies that don't even help. So if they don't even help, then what's the point? No. Okay? You know, you can't go through a whole entire knee replacement without at least trying to see if this other surgery would help. But the study made it sound like the majority of these don't help people, and I disagree with that. My patients had reported relief. So we don't want people to undergo surgery and go through the risk that, you know, if they don't have to. But, you know, placebo is very, very strong. And many of us have, you know, witnessed it on ourselves. You know, I would like to one day, you know, be blindfolded and have my husband hand me an M&M. Tell me to swallow it and tell me it's a sleeping pill. And I'd like to see if I fall asleep within 15 minutes thinking I just had a sleeping pill when all it was an M&M. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so last year we were talking about how at some of these trade shows they were demonstrating these robots that people could have sex with. And it wasn't supposed to be a pornographic, disgusting type of act. I guess these robots or these sex bots were going to make their mark in the consumer world as a companion. And for people that don't have companions, these robots would offer companionship as opposed to it being for just a sex act. And I think a lot of us were kind of skeptical on how the science would be. And I was shocked at how I saw how lifelike some of these robots were. You know, they have freckles, they have divots in the lips, eyebrows, things like that. And I guess, you know, this is some major industry out there. Well, NBC News has an article discussing these sex robots. And they say sex doll manufacturers and independent roboticists are designing and building the first human-like robots that people could have sex with. And it looks like it's becoming closer and closer to reality. Now, we don't really talk about the sex toy industry a lot because I think a lot of kids listen to the show. But I guess it is a huge, huge industry. They say, according to NBC News, it is worth billions of dollars globally. And so the robot, shall we say, version of these toys are, I guess, going to be prime, how Apple does things with, you know, gosh, you know, this is exactly what people wanted. They wanted a phone. That's how this industry is looking at robots. They think people want robots, okay? I don't, personally, I'm not going to purchase one, and we'll talk about the price of these things. But they say one of the early entries into this market is an animatronic head named Harmony. And Harmony is infused with artificial intelligence that will give it a personality and the ability to learn about its human partner. Harmony will connect to the silicon body of something called Real Doll, which is a life-sized sex doll that has been around for 20 years. So Real Doll is, I think, what we have seen articles about at these trade shows. But what we didn't have is the Harmony artificial intelligence, the head. They say the first sex robots are not going to be able to caress and grab and do certain things with their human lovers. But more intelligent, more mobile, more realistic robots are going to become available. And they say some people believe that these robots will enrich people's lives as emotionally and sexually available companions. Others think that these robots could be perverse and could erode the relationships between people. Now, there was a discussion about a year or so ago on would this help prevent cheating? If somebody wanted to have a fantasy with, I don't know, someone that looks like, who knows, I don't know, Beyonce, let's say. And, you know, the wife goes, well, if you're not really sleeping with Beyonce, you're sleeping with a robot, I guess that's okay because it's a toy. You know, there's that level of cheating that nobody discusses when somebody uses an aid in the bedroom or a toy. So I would think by definition that would be cheating, because you're engaging in a sexual practice with something that's not, or, you know, something that's not your partner. Yet relationships have grown to okay and to allow that to enter the bedroom. So if the robot is looked upon as a toy and it allows people to have a relationship with a non-human, therefore not cheating, this may, I guess, be an avenue that a lot of couples may allow, hence more consumer dollars going into this industry. Matt McCullen, CEO of Abyss Creations in San Marcos, California, is the company behind Real Doll. He said it's not about replacing people. It's more about creating an alternative for those that desire it. So they say these realistic sex dolls have been around, but they lack, obviously. They are still more dolls than robots. None of the available models are intelligent or mobile. And the dolls aren't very lively. You can't banter with them. They won't remember details about the people they have sex with them. They're kind of quote-unquote non-participants. They don't have the kind of personality, according to McMullen, or substance other than what the user might be imagining. However, that's going to change with Harmony. They say Harmony can move its lips, its eyes, turn its neck, mimic various human expressions. It's connected to a mobile app. This is crazy. through which users can program its personality and choose how much to dial up 18 different traits so they could be kind, intellectual, shy, jealous, adventurous. Harmony's artificial intelligence also lets it converse with users and learn about their quirks and interests. Its mood even shifts depending on whether or not it's treated well. They say the artificial intelligence is essentially creating the illusion of the more you interact, the more you get to know each other. As human beings, we crave that connection. So he says, I think that companionship is going to be a bigger draw, frankly, than the sex part. They say Real Doll is taking pre-orders for Harmony and hopes to start building the first round later this year. So we're talking in months. The highest-end models of Harmony will have a vision system that allows them to recognize faces and objects, read expression, and follow people with their eyes. Is this going to be on the cloud? Is somebody in China going to be able to hack this and put this all over the place? I don't know. They say the advanced version of Harmony is going to cost $10,000. Versions without this technology may be closer to $5,000. Buyers will be able to tailor Harmony to their taste by selecting among different faces. You know, I wonder if the Bible would have some sort of a law against this. There's got to be some, this. I don't know. I still think this is infidelity and cheating. Most sex dolls are made with straight men in mind, but Abyss Creations and True Companion are also working on male counterparts. They say right now the market is showing a pretty limited view of what a sexual image is, and I think that's going to broaden over time. They say it hasn't been easy to make Harmony convincing. One challenge has been to get the robot's lips to move in time with her voice. Also tricky are the subtle shifts that keep her facial expression in tune with the conversation she is engaged in. But they say they don't want to make her too lifelike because people get creeped out by robots that look human. So I'm kind of blown away by this. You know, maybe I'm naive, but I am looking right now at one of these robots, and I guess there's eyebrow movement. There's eye blinking. She blinks. It looks like she breathes. This is some scary stuff. Wow. I don't know. They say Real Doll isn't the only company working on this. In Las Vegas, Roberto Cardenas of Eden Robotics is developing a prototype named Eva that he can perform, that can perform more than 20 acts. Eva, you don't remember Wally? Yeah. Then there's Roxy, a talking mannequin that True Companion has been supposedly revamping. So, guys, you know, they're even going to be able to salivate, you know, have nasal discharge, all sorts of stuff. They're going to later sweat, emit body heat. Robots are coming. Whether they're coming in our workplace, whether they're going to be at our supermarkets, whether these robots are going to be in bed, in our bedroom. I just don't like it. I'm, you know, maybe it's because the Terminator 2 movie scared me, but I don't, when we start making these robots and giving them artificial intelligence, and we still don't have grips on how to handle our internet and our cybersecurity, et cetera. You know, I mean, you know, we've even had very rare cases of robots in the operating room smack us in the head, right, or clamp down too hard, etc. You know, I think we're putting too much trust in robots, and I don't know if somebody's going to hack and control them all or anything like that, but it's just, the more we get people out of the equation, the more cold our world is going to be, and I think you really need that human bonding to keep a civilization together. That's the glue. And if we don't bond and we're home with our computers and robots, how do we, you know, keep our civilization together? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new study has just come out saying if you go to college, it will have cut in half your risk of heart disease. This is a study that looked at people over 30 years. Scientists at, I believe it was the University of Minnesota. Let me find which college gets credit. Minnesota University, yep. Okay. They say going to the university or going to college slashes the risk of heart disease, especially women, according to new research. They say statistics show people with the worst education are much more likely to develop cardiovascular disease. And people wondered why, you know, college had anything to do with it. I mean, people in college, they really abuse their bodies in a variety of ways. Whereas if you don't go to college and you work and you do your, you know, your job and you, you know, have more of a consistent lifestyle, a consistent sleep pattern, you would think people that didn't go to college and party and do stupid stuff would be healthier. I guess a new analysis said, nope, there's something to that. All right. They say female graduates had a 28% lifetime risk of cardiovascular disease compared to almost 51% who did not go on to further education. They say the trend was also apparent in men, but not as dramatic. Those who went to college had a lifetime cardiovascular risk of 42% compared to 59%. So apparently what they did is they looked at 13,948 white and African-American patients from 1987 to 2013. And Dr. Kubota of Minnesota University said more than one in two individuals with less than high school education had a cardiovascular event during his lifetime. In addition, they say educational attainment was inversely associated with heart risk despite the income. Because I know if you're listening to this, you're like, well, you know, the reason why is I guess if they go to college, they have a higher income. So if they have a higher income, they have less chance of heart disease. They said no. It didn't have to do with the income. Some previous research, according to Daily Mail, suggested that going to the university or to college staves off dementia with mental stimulation, helping to build up cognitive reserves. They say medical experts also say better educated people are more likely to choose healthier lifestyles. They say because future returns in terms of both health and lifestyle earnings are higher for graduates, leading them to invest in more healthy lifestyle. They say people who go to college are less likely to smoke, abuse alcohol, will exercise more, eat healthier foods, and have more frequent health checks. Now, this study was published in Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, they looked at, let's say, another study looked at Exeter University. Of 2,300 mentally fit people over 65, found those who went to college were more resilient to aging, helping them remain sharp for longer and less vulnerable to Alzheimer's. Back in 2010, a study out of Cambridge found more education made them better able to cope with changes in the brain associated with dementia. So I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, for me, being in medical school and having gone to medical school and, you know, becoming a physician, you know, we have to do the board certification. Remember we talked about that where we have to take this test once every 7 to 10 years? And I passed, thank God. Woohoo, yay. You know, I would be shocked if I failed because I was always a goody-two-shoes. But the older I get, the harder it is. You know, these tests are hard. I always have to read. I always have to keep reading. I always have to keep memorizing. I always have to keep studying. Now that I teach at Touro University, you know, I need to be up on my toes with students. If students have a question about tuberculosis or about cholera, or about dysentery or Legionnaires, I need to make sure I can answer that. So now I have to try to know as much information as possible. And if you don't use it, you lose it. So the fact that I have to use my brain and work it more, maybe it's harder, but it allows me to, you know, keep, you know, staying active. That doesn't mean if I'm at risk for Alzheimer's, I'm not going to get it. You could still get Alzheimer's. You could still get dementia. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But, you know, going to college is not like it used to be, okay? You know, a lot of people can now go to college online, so they could take online classes. Now, you still have to study, you still have to work, you still have to learn, but, you know, it's not the, you know, I'm in a classroom, and I have to walk to a classroom, and I have to carry books, and I have to get in and out of chairs, you know, so it's not the act of going to college that I think is the healthy part of it. It could just be working the brain. And what about people with higher education and jobs? Do they treat their bodies better? I disagree with that. I don't think so. You know, when I was, before my degree, true, I was slimmer then because I was in my 20s. But, you know, before my degree, when I had to, you know, clock in at 8 a.m., leave at 5, etc., you had a regimen, and it was a pretty regular regimen. With, when you get your degree and you're out there and, you know, in the real world, there's stress And, you know, oh, you know, if I lose this promotion, if I lose this job, you know, if I don't meet this deadline, you know, sometimes certain jobs have less stress. You know, I always kind of enjoyed the jobs where I had to file or I had to type something out. I didn't like the thinking jobs. I liked the jobs where I could just do, because then I could daydream. Right? I could daydream about my boyfriend. I could daydream about a song. I could daydream about me, you know, winning a Grammy, you know, for, oh, man, Dr. Dolly, that was such a good song. You know, and so when you always have to think, I think there's added stress to that. But according to this study, you're healthier if you go to college. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe enroll in some online classes. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say doctors are experimenting with immune therapy, inserting quote-unquote living drugs into cancer patients to fight and destroy tumors. They say new studies at major cancer centers are using CAR T-cells, CAR-T-cells, to treat patients with blood cancer, and this new treatment could be on the market later this year. They say the treatment is a balancing act to control the bad side effects without shutting down, without shutting down the cancer attack. They say early studies are using these cells to attack solid tumors, but it is a much more difficult process than treating blood cancer. Now, apparently what they're doing is it's an experimental therapy where early stage studies are looking at these one-time infusions of a supercharged immune cell. And this supercharged immune cell could hopefully fight leukemia or lymphoma in people that have real intractable cases. According to Dr. David Maloney, he says it shows the unbelievable power of your immune system. So, you know, these supercharged cells, okay, so you have these T cells. So T cells are kind of the soldiers in your immune system. Cancer, however, could manipulate them. They could hide them, etc. So today's popular immunotherapy drugs are called checkpoint inhibitors. So they release one break so nearby T cells can strike. They say this new cellular immunotherapy approach may allow these T cells to be much stronger. They say currently available only in studies at major cancer centers, the first CAR T therapies for a few blood cancers will hit the market later this year. And the FDA is already evaluating one version developed by the University of Pennsylvania, licensed to Novartis. So, when it comes to cancer, and we've talked about this, cancer's rough. It kills about 600,000 Americans a year. 45,000 of these deaths are leukemia and lymphoma. We lost Adam West this weekend, the original Batman, age 88, to leukemia. Leukemia could strike you at any age. There's different types of leukemia, which we've talked about, and it's a cancer of the blood cell, where your blood cells do not work the way they're supposed to. And unfortunately, with the various types of cancer that could affect various types of cells, remember, you need healthy blood cells. You need healthy lymphocytes to be able to do the body's work to fight off infection. And unfortunately, people with leukemia or lymphoma, cancer of the lymphatic system, those interfere with the way your body can handle infections and a variety of things. So it's not an easy cancer. Plus, cancer such as lymphoma may be a little easier to treat than leukemia, but it's not like a one tumor, you know, like let's say colon cancer, where all they have to do is cut out that one tumor. With leukemia, it's throughout your blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, so we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 13-year-old in Albuquerque was prescribed an IUD. an intrauterine device. And she went to the pharmacy to get it picked up, and the pharmacist at Walgreens allegedly refused to sell it to her. Apparently, she had menstrual issues, and other forms of birth control did not work. 13 years old. It makes you wonder how many years, you know, and how many months they tried other forms of birth control. But some kids can't qualify for the estrogen pills, the pills that have estrogen. And so we are using IUDs in women that have not had babies yet, and nulliparous, we call them. So it's not that uncommon to see a teenager with an IUD. According to Yahoo Beauty, her doctor also prescribed her an anxiety medication, a pain reliever, the hormone misoprostol, which softens the cervix to make the IUD insertion easier. When the mom went to Walgreens to fill these prescriptions, the pharmacist allegedly agreed to fill the first two, but he would not give her the misoprostol because of his personal beliefs. Told her to try going to another Walgreens. The mother is known as MS. In two complaints filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico and the Southwest Women's Law Center, told the Albuquerque Journal that she began driving to another Walgreens before turning around to protest the pharmacist's decision. She told him that he was discriminating against me and that he should be ashamed for judging us. Don't worry, I have an opinion on this. Let me just read through this first. And he didn't get to know my daughter's medical history or her complications or conversation with her doctor. That he didn't know what the medication was for. And he just looks at me and says, okay, I have a pretty good idea. He may have been referring to the fact that misoprostol can induce abortions. In June of 2012, another Walgreens pharmacist refused to give a woman named Suzanne Costner birth control pills, according to the Albuquerque Journal. As a result of her complaint, the store agreed to fill prescriptions for birth control and everything else as efficiently as other prescriptions without imposing any burden on the customer. But a Walgreens representative told Yahoo Beauty that its policy lets pharmacists step away from a transaction to which they have a moral objection. But it also requires a pharmacist or another employee to refer the transaction to another employee or manager on duty to complete the customer's request. Now, you see, when I heard the ACLU was involved, again, you would think the ACLU was going to be on the side of the pharmacist because you can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to. But the ACLU is on the side of the girl, and I understand that, too, and we'll talk about this. They say the ACLU's complaint points out that traveling to another pharmacy can be difficult for many people, particularly those without cars or other nearby options. It also asks Walgreens to prevent this from happening again. Maybe we should go back to the old days where doctors had the medicines right there on the premises. So when the doctor wants you to take a medicine, he hands it to you there, rather than you going to a pharmacy to buy it. That could maybe solve this problem. They say religious liberty does not mean the right to discriminate against others. Walgreens should take reasonable steps to accommodate employees' religious beliefs and practices, but cannot do so by imposing additional discriminatory burdens on women. So, you know, I think these fights are going to eventually go up to the Supreme Court. All right. You know, who has more rights? A person's religious beliefs or a consumer that wants to buy something then and there and it's difficult for them to travel elsewhere. You know, I could understand the ACLU getting involved if the child could not get this from any other place. You know, I could understand where, you know, there is only one store that has it. So this child will go without the IUD and without the birth control that she needs. She's 13, and sometimes birth control does not mean it has to be for sex. Sometimes it deals with menstrual issues, and it sounds like the girl had menstrual issues. So if the child was unable to get the medication anywhere else, that is an undue burden. But somebody saying, look, you'll have to go to another Walgreens because I can't fill that, is that really burdensome enough, more so that it should trump somebody's religious rights? You know, I don't know what the answer is to this. Okay, as a doctor, I'm a big fan of IUDs. I have an IUD. I love IUDs. I think they work great. And, you know, but I also understand that if somebody, you know, if somebody has a belief that an IUD is abortive in nature and they don't want somebody on it in case they get pregnant, then, you know, that's their right. That's why we're in America. They have that freedom. So like I said, what may need to happen is that, you know, doctor's offices may need to start stocking. Now, when I was when I had my practice, it was ridiculous to stock medicines. I did not want to get involved with that. People didn't want to pay for the medication. You had to bill insurance. You had to. I couldn't stand it. So I would say, here's a prescription. Go to the pharmacy and go pick it up. But if, you know, people at pharmacies don't want to fill the prescription, you know, that's a problem. You know, not a problem in terms of them, you know, relaying their, enjoying their freedom under, you know, this great country's flag, but in terms of having another opinion in your medical care. Now, you know, even though I, you know, do support, you know, the pharmacist in this case, I have had issues with pharmacists, and I had an issue with somebody at Walgreens Pharmacy, where I told you guys a story where there was a person who was having renal issues, kidney issues, and I needed to get them off their glucophage or their metformin for their diabetes. So I changed it up to a new medication. The pharmacist allegedly told the patient, Dahlia's over-medicating you. Just stay on the medicine you're on. You don't need to switch. Now, I was like, well, first of all, you don't know what's going on with their kidneys. You know, this is my malpractice. This is my office. This is, you know, what's going on here. Now, that being said, there's been many pharmacists that have saved doctors' butts by going, you want to know what? This medicine is going to interact with the medicine you're on. So I wouldn't mix the two. Or you have an allergy to penicillin, or you have an allergy to sulfa. You might react with this medication, this single air, you know, for your asthma because of your sulfa allergy. Doctors save people's butts. So I love the team approach to medicine. But as a patient, you're like, well, you know, what do? You know, how many people have to be involved with your, you know, medical history? And so I, you know, it's a shame, you know, because this girl was having some issues and, you know, she just wanted to pick up her prescription and move on. So, do we want pharmacists putting in their 2 cents or not? You know, pharmacists have their own malpractice. They have their own liability insurance. They have their own license. They have a right to protect that. And talk about discrimination, you know, or if a pharmacist says, look, you know, and pharmacists do this, by the way. If you have one pain pill prescription, they're not going to give you another pain pill prescription. Well, you could say, in the ACLU could say, you're discriminating against her. She's in pain, and you're not giving the pain prescription. No, the pharmacist isn't discriminating. It's just the pharmacies have gotten sued for giving pain prescriptions out. So when is there going to be a consistent pattern here or a consistent, protocol so that pharmacists don't get sued if they fill a prescription? They don't get accused of discrimination if they don't fill a prescription or if they say, look, you could have an allergy to it. How come that's not discrimination? So, it's law. And so with law, it's very easily debatable. It's very vague. So I'm not sure where this goes, but I think doctors should maybe start stalking. These, like, 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.